Hey everybody, welcome back to week two here in EdTech 650. Now this week is focused on web tools, and this week's minor project is the application of the EEE framework. What I'm trying to get you to do is utilize this framework for thinking about how web tools engage, enhance, and extend the learning in the classroom. A reminder that we focus on learning. It's learning first, technology second. And so this project, while you are looking at a specific tool, it's more important that you practice the application of the framework so that you can take this forward. And when you find a new tool that you want to use, you can apply the framework and really think, does it engage, does it enhance, and does it extend? I also wanted to remind you that as you're evaluating the tool that you've selected, it's okay if you realize or come to the understanding that the tool does not engage, it does not extend, and it does not enhance. Sometimes we get used to using tools and we think that they're really good, but eventually when we really analyze them, it's not really true engagement, it's not true enhancement, and it's not true extension. I guess what I'm trying to say is be honest. Be honest with yourself and be honest about the digital tool. Don't try to force it if it doesn't actually truly engage learning in the classroom. Even if you've used it for a long time, it's okay to understand that there might be better digital tools. Remember in that introduction chapter, that concept of false engagement. There are a lot of digital tools that really provide false engagement. Just because a student is swiping, just because they're clicking, just because it looks like they're busy, does not mean they're engaged. Just because it's a complex simulation, just because it's a complex program, doesn't mean it enhances. Make sure these projects or these programs are really engaging, really enhancing, and really extending. And don't be afraid to say, hey, you know what? This does extend, but it doesn't really engage or it doesn't really enhance. That's okay. That's one key point of this assignment, is to practice your cognitive approach to using technology in the classroom so that we're not just using it because it's there. I see a lot of problems, specifically with false engagement. PowerPoint, yes, but I also see it in Kahoot. Kahoot is one of the largest presentations of false engagement that I see currently in the school system, because students seem to like the games, or they seem to like the songs, or they seem to be into it, but are they really? Ask yourself, is it truly engaging, enhancing, and extending the classroom? Or is it just a multiple choice test set to some music with a lot of pretty colors? Okay, that's the sound that tells me I got to wrap this up. Real quick, I wanted to point out a few things to you about this project. This is a public project. This is a public audience that's going to be able to consume this. So it should drive you to be professional in your approach and professional in what you develop and produce. This is going to go to any student I have in any technology class or my social studies class. I present this website to. You will also be able to take this back with you to your schools or to your administration and say, here are digital web tools that we may want to start thinking about using in the classroom. This is an authentic and meaningful use of technology. It's not just a class assignment that you're going to submit to Canvas or Blackboard and then lose forever. You and your peers are producing a collaborative, cohesive product that you can use for now and into the future. Everybody, have a great week and email me with any questions. Thank you so much.